T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, we're here on, I don't know. I mean, I'm the more optimistic, open-minded one on the weather. These two, and they
hello,
finicky. They can't decide what they want. You know, one day it's too hot, one day it's too cold. So what do we have, Adam, here? We have 50, you're saying? Because this screen.
58.
Yeah, this screen in front of me. So this is a Bob Schomper operation, program director for an extended period of time. And Bob was very worried about the weather. So he put this screen in front of over where I sit, or stand in this case. That's one of the best things we've done in this room since I've been here. The standing desk, Carter. You with me? The standing that we can stand right here?
Yeah.
We still have the chairs as options?
Yeah, it's nice to have the option, right? I mean, you can go either way.
Yeah. So we put this big screen in here to let us know it's right about 10% of the time. Go ahead and make the weather joke. So the meteorologist. But yeah, like right here, boom, it says 50, and we like to kind of give you a little behind the scenes on our show. I think it was on Tuesday when Adam emphatically looked at the two of us and said, I am done doing the bottom of the hour weather.
He was pretty definitive.
I've had enough. Yeah. I have had enough. I'm sick of carrying the rest of this show.
Either take it all or don't take any of it.
Yeah. And he said, I'm out of here. Now, he's wandered out of here a couple of times before when he was already supposed to do it. Oh, but, you know, I can't find Steph half the time. Like, hold on a second. Now the temperature just adjusted.
Yeah, it usually updates about 10 after.
Right on time.
I was going to say, I think it should be a little sooner.
That's how the thing works.
So now I have to, you know, I have to go back to paying attention to the weather, so I want this to be right. Because, listen, the number one thing we pride ourselves on this show is our weather accuracy.
Absolutely.
Listen, nobody in this town covers the weather better than us.
Well, hey, look, if you're only doing the bottom of the hour weather, then by the bottom of the hour, it'll be fine. It doesn't update till 10 after. It's good.
Adam, can I make this contention? No show in the history of WCCO radio has cared less about the weather than our show.
That's probably, well.
That doesn't mean when serious stuff's going on, because we will deal with it then. Absolutely, 100%.
I don't know. What about your father's weekend show, Sunday morning sports huddle? They really don't care about the weather.
Maybe it's a family thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of our shows that maybe we carried, syndicated shows.
Yeah, that's true, right? But I'm saying locally originated shows. I've heard Dave giving the fork. You know,
oh, for sure.
It's close. As a Monday through Friday show, we don't spend a lot of time. And, I mean, Dan, how do you feel the weather transition has moved with you know, the runner-up trying to take it on, and then he just deferred to me?
I don't know if he was even deferential. It was just dropping it in your lap and saying, here, do this.
Do you regret abdicating your responsibility on the weather?
Nope.
No, didn't really sound.
No. Wasn't even going to pause to think about that.
Did not sound like he's wavering at all.
I think it's been going fantastic, Chad.
Yes. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom is inclined to do things that raises the profile of Gavin Newsom. He signed a bill earlier this week, Adam, that will allow drivers in the state to eat what they unintentionally kill. It was created in part to eliminate the waste of wild game meat and collect data on where and how most wild game was killed. The law says each year's estimate over the 20,000 deer alone are hit by motor vehicles on California roadways. Dan, can we look up an estimate on how many deer that we hit in our fine state? Adam, what's your early guess? It's 20,000 in California. Are we over?
I think we're over that.
Well, you think we're more than 20,000? Okay, I'm going to go under. This potentially translates into hundreds of thousands of pounds of healthy meat that could be used to feed those in need. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has been tasked with developing an app for drivers who unintentionally strike and kill deer, elk, antelope, or wild pig to report where the animal was killed, how it was killed, and where the carcass was being taken. Those drivers would then be allowed to take the carcass home and cook it. Dan, do you have the data for us?
Number of deer vehicle crashes for 2018 was 1,226.
1,226. So we're well, at least reported, right? I mean, Adam,
yeah, that's just it. I mean,
reported.
Right? I mean, who knows if it'd be a lot more. I mean, you're adding another 18,800.
Yeah, I would think.
That's a big number. Minnesota, if you're wondering, and I think most people know this, the Minnesota State Patrol does issue permits for roadkill deer, generally right at the time of the crash or soon after. In fact, any Minnesota resident can claim any roadkill animal they see by simply contacting a law enforcement officer. Adam Carter, Dan Cook, and our audience. Have you sampled roadkill? And are you willing to sample roadkill if, sadly, you come upon a dead antelope, wild pig, or a deer? Because I have not knowingly sampled roadkill. I want to hear, well, we know Adam loves to kill fine animals who are not disturbing him. We know he's not very effective at doing this. So where does he stand on roadkill? And I'd like to hear your roadkill stories. Are you outraged by this? Do you think this is absolutely disgusting? He's saying, I've done it hundreds of times. It's not a problem. No. The animal's on the road. I may have done it. Somebody else may have done it. Why not make it to good use at this particular time? Again, no show covers roadkill better than this show. Let me know. 651-989-9226. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Adams Hockey Club and the heat that Jason Zucker is getting. I have zero problem with what Jason Zucker had to say last night. I am clearly in the minority on that one. What would John Williams say? Who wants to line up behind my parade? Is that what he would say? I don't think a lot of people are lining up on my parade. I don't have a problem with what he said. So let's discuss that in about 10. Adam Carter, roadkill. How often, how frequent, or no chance for you?
I've never had roadkill, but I would, of course, if I know, if I hit it, or if I was with somebody who hit a deer or another animal, I'd have no problem taking it and eating it. I mean, if you shot and killed deer, so what's the difference between shooting and killing a deer or hitting a deer with a car?
So you come upon a deer, and you have no idea how long that deer has been there.
No chance.
How about your other hunting friends? Where do you think they're at with that dilemma?
I would put them in the same boat that I'm in. Saying if they were at the scene when it happened, yes. But if they're not taking a chance on, hey, that looks like a fresh deer.
Yeah. What do you think should happen with the, you know, because we're going to come upon that, or we do all the time, right? Where you see a deer on the side of the road, and eventually somebody comes and grabs the deer. Just destroyed? Would you distribute that? Would you leave it up to others to claim the deer? Because I'm assuming there are people who are unlike you who are going to see the deer and say, I'm fine.
I saw a guy once pull over into the median of 35 north of the metro.
How north? Still fairly?
Yeah, it was like a little past Forest Lake.
Okay.
And he was cutting the antlers off of a dead buck that was in the median. Jeez. I mean, it was an impressive rack, but it's like, really? You're going to stop? I mean, do you lie then and say, I got that one. Yeah, bagged that one myself.
It's got to be, right?
Yes. guy's out there with a hacksaw cutting the antlers off his
That's buck. Commitment, man.
Yeah. Are we worried that the guy's driving around with a hacksaw that he could conveniently jump out and do
this?
No,
I mean, he was probably a carpenter of some sort, I would
imagine. Sure. He just happened to
have a serial killer.
Hold on a second. You know, I'm driving around. I got my, you know, normally I use this in the neighbors, but I've got my hacksaw right here.
I feel prepared having an ice scraper in the back of my vehicle. This guy's got a hacksaw.
All right. You are Mr. Finicky.
Yes.
You're going somewhere. You like meat, though.
Yes.
Okay. You go
honestly,
somewhere.
I've never had venison, so I'll caveat that.
You go somewhere and they say this is venison roadkill.
No chance.
No. It's what if it's just venison?
I would try some venison, but not road. Not if it, they told me it was roadkill, because most of my food issues are 100% mental, right?
Yeah, right.
And so having that idea in my head would completely prevent me from eating anything like that. Couldn't do it.
If it was somebody I knew, Carter, and they did it, I'd do it. You know, I would do it. I, like you said, what's the difference?
Yeah.
What's it? Now, I'm obviously, you know, I've never fired a weapon in my life. Turn in my man card. You know, my boys, they've hunted a little bit with their uncle. I still would go hunting sometime. I literally still would go hunting with you sometime.
Deer hunting?
Yeah. I'd do it. Listen, and you know what? You want to know why I'd go?
Do you see that grin on his face right now?
Well, do you want to know why I'd go? Because I would just talk to you the whole time.
Well, that defeats the purpose.
I would talk to you. Literally, I...
Then we wouldn't spend that much time.
I know that, because you like to go up there, and God knows what drugs you're doing up there, and you're off on your own.
Drugs and guns, you know me.
Yeah, you know, and drinking. And I just would seriously, I would bring up there in my phone, and I'd say, A.A., what? Hank Aaron. Let's talk Hank Aaron for a while. Then I go, A.B., Antonio Brown. Let's talk him. A.C., that's you. You're Adam Carter. And I just would keep talking and talking and talking.
You are aware that I have a rifle.
I was going to say, you do realize taunting a man with a weapon's a bad idea.
Something happened. I don't know what happened.
I dropped it. It just went off. And...
So apparently, if I'm hunting, I have one too, and I'm more inclined to not know what I'm doing pretty much in life.
Well, there you go. Then Adam just says that it was you dropped your own. You're good.
Stages, and then he has a chalk outline of me, and you know what it would show? Me with my mouth still moving.
Exactly.
You know. All right, on folks and the roadkill, whether they would dive in themselves, so to speak. Mark is in Cross Lake. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, we roadkill on a regular basis, and you've got to be a little bit judgmental. If it's one that's been run over by an 18-wheeler and turned into hamburger, no, you just kind of let that go for the cleanup guys. But most of the deer that you find have either run into the side of a car and broken their neck, or they're maybe damaged in the front quarter. They get hit and their neck snapped or something like that. So instant kill. And if the rule of thumb is, if you drive down the road to town to go to the grocery store or the post office and their ditches are clear and you come back and there's a deer in it, it's fresh. As soon as you get it home and get it skinned, you can see where the damage is, and you just trim around the damage, and it's good to go.
You're a pro's pro in this area, Mark. You know it well.
Oh, a lot of my friends depend on roadkill. I can go to the grocery store. A lot of them can't. And there's actually a call-down list for people who – would like the roadkill to supplement their diets.
Good.
That's a great idea.
Hey, Mark, do you think Adam should bring me hunting this year? We could bond a lot?
Yeah, he should take you. I was going to invite you until I heard about you talking continuously.
Yeah.
We could
go over, you know, famous marks, you know, and I could have a list and just talk the whole time. Mark, thanks so much for calling.
We're certainly going to need the roadkill because we won't be able to shoot anything.
Whoa. Hey, Mark, if you see Rob Berkland across, like, make sure you don't talk to him. He's very dangerous.
Okay, will do.
Thank you. Wes is mobile. Wes, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, Chad. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Wes. Good to talk to you again.
You know, we should take it a step further. I would love to see a mandatory consumption of anything that you hit. If you hit it doesn't matter, a possum, a skunk, no matter what it is, you should have to eat it.
Carter, what are your thoughts on that possum?
I don't know about mandatory.
You hit it, you got to stop right there.
You're about mandatory,
and
a skunk?
You need to eat it.
I mean, I'm sure that there's people that eat skunk. I don't know if I'd want to be one of them.
Oof. Wes, are you willing to hit, willing to eat anything you hit?
Well, if it's the law.
Oof. What if, like, one of those possums? Those,
yeah, a possum,
those
Wes.
Those are nasty.
It's a possum.
You know, you could.
Or it's a no possum.
Well, you could make anything taste good, like a pair of Carolina work boots. You could make anything taste good.
I think you're a yes, Wes. I think Wes is on board saying it doesn't matter. He'll devour. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate that. Among the texts here, I was practically raised on roadkill deer. My dad had a friend who was a state trooper who would give us first dibs. Hunting. Deer can hear the difference. Taking any part of a deer without possession permit is illegal. Oh, here's a very good question. What percentage chance is deer hunting? Like fishing, 95%. Well, here's what I'm going to say so far, since Adam hasn't even fired his weapon in like 5 years. I'm going to say it's 100% skill. I mean, when's the last time you just had a deer in your sights?
Oh, I fired at one, was it 2 years ago? And my bolt, I have a bolt action 30-06, and the bolt came right out of the gun. And the deer I shot, and the deer didn't even run away. It was just standing behind some brush.
Taunting you.
Nice shot,
Adam.
And I can't shoot again. And
you know
and
what the deer said?
Away.
Hey, we're aware of you.
Better than that.
Yeah, we're aware of you.
The deer said you're better than
as
me.
Long as I stand still, I'm
yeah.
good.
Yeah, we know this is your stand. We view this as the safe zone.
That was a perfect example of my hunting prowess.
29 past 12. The Wild are in the tank. One of the star players is naming names, but apparently one name he can't name.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.